Well, with these beautiful spring days that are sprinkling into the days and weeks ahead, well, all eyes, especially for young people, are looking towards this summer. And as a mother of four, I've heard it before during the summer breaks, I'm bored, I have nothing to do. Well, for parents with 17-year-olds and older, why not send them to camp and get them out of the house? Joining me today is Bob Jaquist, Summer Camp Director of CYO Camp Howard. They are gearing up for an incredible summer, and they may have a place for your child to help direct some amazing activities this summer. Bob is joining us today to tell you more about it. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Brenda. Thanks for having me on board here.
You know, Bob, as we were preparing for our interview today, you told me this was going to be your second summer. And you said to me, I can't wait for kids to start arriving at camp. It's the best part of your job is when they're actually there.
So yeah, it is. You know, it's this time of year, and it's we're cranking up, and there's a little bit of anxiety, but excitement about getting the kids on board and up at camp. I tell parents, frankly, I have more fun than the kids do. You know, it's I get 150 to 200 kids every week, and every one of them, it just absolutely brings joy to my heart to see the smiles and the laughter and the running around. These kids tear around camp like with their hair on fire, and they just have a lot of fun and brings a lot of joy.
Of course, what a wonderful part of our faith to be able to not only, you know, get kids out in the environment, and God bless us with Pope Francis passing the environment and creation, such a beautiful part of his message to the world throughout mm-hmm. his pontificate. You get to spend your entire summer along with this amazing staff in God's creation, showing kids the beauty of what the gift it is, and let's have some fun and learn some mm-hmm. stuff and gain some great friendships. What you are doing for our community, an incredible ministry for those who mm-hmm. attend, especially for the young people who, like I said in our open, you got to get them out of the house. Let them learn some skills and be a part of this great ministry. You are now open for some staff recruitment. You know, just share a little bit about the experience that these staff employees will get to involve themselves with mm-hmm. if they become a worker there at Camp Howard.
Well, if those kids have never been to Camp Howard, they will never forget it. If you've been to Camp Howard as a staffer before, you want to come back. And so it's just that kind of an experience. It's one of a kind. It is outdoor in the Cascade foothills. You grow in leadership skills and self-confidence. You know, you make friends that many cases last for years. And it started surprising me before, but now not so much. It's a very common thing. And it's also a very common, a strong attraction, for kids who come up to work there. The other part of it is that, you know, they just like being outdoors, like you said, in God's creation. I mean, you can be up at camp, you know, working in the outdoors with a ton of kids who want to be there. Or I guess you could be, you know, at a fast food restaurant or working retail somewhere. I know what I'd rather do. And the kids who come to work there know the same thing.
You know, Bob, again, another complaint of young people who are in high school and are trying to get a job is like, well, I'm trying to get experience to get a job, but in order to get a job, I've got to have experience. And look at the different aspects you were just talking about mm-hmm. that kids learn. Mm-hmm. Leadership skills, organization, being out in creation, learning not mm-hmm. only about themselves, but being able to be with all of these young people. That is just some of what kids, I'll say older children, high school, 17 years and older, can be part of at Camp Howard. Bob Jaquist is joining us today to tell you more about this. So there are some requirements that, mm-hmm. that these kids do need to meet. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit, along with them having to be 17 years and older, what are the other qualifications or requirements to be able to apply?
Well, we need kids who are active in high school or have a high school diploma or an equivalent. We prefer to have those kids who have experience working with children or youth camps, but it isn't necessary. We have folks who need folks need the physical ability and endurance to participate in activities. Of course, you got kids who are running and climbing and swimming and that kind of a thing. All of our staff, and this is a big thing for not just for staff, but also for the parents of the kids who come here, all staff pass a background check, okay? So that's okay. A critical safety check on our part. We have a particular dress code that, of course, makes it compatible with what you would expect within a faith-based environment. What is probably one of the top things that I need is I need 17-year-olds and up who are upbeat, have an engaging personality, and a really strong enthusiasm for working with youth. They need good communication and interpersonal leadership skills. And we have a training period that goes from June 21st through July 1st. These things together put together an opportunity for those kids to be able to learn and build their skills as both leaders, mentors, and coaches to kids who really need it. And we see a remarkable difference between kids who show up there in the first of the week to the end of the week. And large part, this is due to the staff who are there.
Mm. See, I think that's incredible. Talk about win-win. They are learning skills and they are getting just such a great opportunity to share what they know with a great group of young people who are coming to camp. You have two positions open, a cabin counselor and relief counselors. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the specifics of those two positions.
Of course. And both of these positions are positions where I'm going to put it, rubber meets the road. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
These are direct contact and direct supervisors, coaches, and mentors of the kids who are there. The way that it works is we have approximately six cabins to a particular unit. There are five units in camp split up dependent upon age and sex. And what a cabin counselor does is they are with these kids pretty much 24/7 through their experience. They take them from one activity to the other. They are actively involved with each of the activities they're in. Maybe it's archery. They're with them, of course, during meal times and making sure that kids are looked after, safe.
Yeah. Again, it's just incredible. So, again, being able to attend that training beginning mm-hmm. June 25th to July 1st. Another one of those areas, a relief counselor. Now, that's an unusual title. What do relief counselors do?
So relief counselors are there to, as the name might give you a little bit of a clue. They are there to help relieve the cabin counselors throughout their day. So as cabin counselors have a break, or maybe they're busy, or maybe they just need extra help, a relief counselor comes along and joins their cabin in order to help with the kids and the activities.
And every way that the cabin counselor would, I would imagine. That's really
exactly.
Perfect. Perhaps if somebody is maybe hesitant about taking on all of the roles mm-hmm. as a cabin counselor, mm-hmm. that relief counselor might mm-hmm. be the perfect spot to kind of test the waters, so to speak. So that way next year they'll be ready to go as a cabin counselor, maybe.
Well, in large part, what happens, we get a lot of people who request being a relief counselor because they get a chance to float between different units and different cabins and different groups of kids and other counselors. So they really get a different view of camp from a lot of different directions, work with a lot of different people, and it makes their day more interesting for them.
Fantastic. So, Bob, for people who are listening, maybe a parent is going, aha, I know what my 17 or 18 or 19-year-old needs to be doing this summer. Where can they go and find out more information and apply for any of these positions?
So the best way to do that is go right directly to our website, that's cyocamphoward.org. Up at the top, you're going to flip over to a tab for Camp Howard. Drop down, you're going to see job opportunities. And that's where you're going to go to learn a little bit more about the two positions. There are job descriptions there, as well as a link to be able to apply. Anybody who's going there, I strongly, strongly, strongly recommend that you go through the entire site. Take a look at a couple of the different videos that were put together by us and by Sister Krista. You're going to be amazed and thrilled that you have an opportunity to work there.
All right. Now is the time to get ready your summer plan as a camp counselor, cabin relief counselor at CYO Camp Howard. Bob, always a great morning when you join us. And I look forward to talking with you again. Hope you have a very blessed and active summer.
Oh, boy, it's going to be active for sure. And I appreciate all the blessings I can get.
Again, that is Bob Jaquist. He is the camp director of CYO Camp Howard. I will be sure to include the link that Bob just talked about. That'll get you right to that job open positions available. That link you'll find onto the podcast of today's interview at materdeiradio.com and, of course, on the Hail Mary Media app.